after writing two transformational books myself and supporting many other beings to do the same, I've become enthralled by the deep and mysterious magic that's activated when we choose to say yes to ourselves and commit to the book writing journey. Of course, we want to inspire change and new perspectives in our readers, but the transformation that happens as an author, both throughout the writing process and by actually releasing your book into the world, is surprisingly potent. I know I've been blindsided in the most disruptive and delicious ways by some of the changes my books have brought into my life. Writing a book is like casting a spell. Although we can never be completely sure what's going to be unleashed during the process, we choose to do it anyway. This Unbound One is a heroic journey. Each book has the potential to be a magical portal, a doorway to a new world, both for you and your reader. Each book has a very specific medicine that it's here to share with us. And each book gives us the opportunity to alchemize the magnificent imperfection of our experience into gold. The truth is that anyone can write a book. We could all get a few thousand words down and put them together. But what fascinates me is what happens when we allow the book writing process to go deeper. When we say, fuck it, get naked and dive way down beneath the surface. Letting go of the shoulds and any need to be acceptable, sensible, or approved of. What fascinates me is what happens when we make ourselves fully available to being transformed by the very act of writing a book. This is Unbound Writing, and this is the process we'll be exploring together here in the Unbound Writers Club. I'm Nicola Humber, author and founder of the Unbound Press, and I help magical beings to write the transformational book they're really here to write at this time. I'm your guide here in the Unbound Writers Club, and the aim of this podcast is to help you to feel supported, encouraged, activated as you embark on your book writing journey. Whether you're a first-time author or have many books out in the world, my hope is that you will find something here to inspire you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Unbound Writers Club. It's me, Nicola Humber, your host, and we've been taking a bit of a summer break from the Unbound Writers Club, so this is my first time recording an episode for a while, and it's exciting to be back. I was wondering about what to share today, and I thought it would be helpful to go right back to the beginning, right back to the beginning of the writing process. Because a lot of the people that I speak to are in this stage or in this place where they are feeling the call to write a book. So when it comes to certainly the unbound writing approach to writing a book, there are a few different stages. I'm saying a few because in my book, Unbound Writing, I talked about four stages. What I've come to see is that there are actually six stages of writing a book, and it's certainly not a linear process. You know, you don't just do one and then move on to the next and then move on to the next. Like, we can spiral back through them. But before we get to any of those stages of writing a book, we're in this place where we are feeling the call. And I'm sure you're familiar with that. You know, when you just have this sense of knowing, like you can feel it in your body, this desire to write a book. You know, and this can be for any kind of project, but obviously here we're focusing on writing a book. And maybe you keep getting these insights, these downloads, these messages, and it feels like it comes from within and also from the outside. And when we're in this place, it's the most powerful place of possibility, but we only get to kind of really manifest the potential that's there, to kind of activate that potentiality when we respond to the call. So we can be in this place of feeling the call kind of endlessly. I know I was there for a long time. You know, maybe you've been feeling the call since you were a young child. You know, way, way back, you kind of had this sense of knowing, of wanting to write, to be a writer. I know when I was a little girl, you know, as soon as I learned to read and write, I was in love with the whole process. I loved reading. I loved writing. My dad, I remember, we didn't have much money when we were growing up. My mum and dad were very young when they got married and had me. They were, you know, 20 when I was born. And he put money aside every single month to buy books for me and my sister, because he wanted us to have that sense of connection with books. And I just fell in love with them. My grandmother as well, my dad's mother, she was a big reader, and she introduced me to some of the books that she loved when I was very young. And it was just something I did, certainly reading and often writing pretty much on a daily basis. I was a real bookworm. And I always thought I would be a writer, and maybe you did too. You know, I just thought, like, when we're a child, there are far less barriers to what we're feeling called to do. You know, we don't kind of come up with all these reasons why we can't do it. It's just like, yeah, I want to be a writer. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I want to be an astronaut. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm going to be an actor. That's what I'm going to do. You know, we don't kind of go, oh, but maybe I'm not good enough, or people like me don't do that. Obviously, as we get older, those kind of beliefs start to kick in. And that's certainly what happened with me, from that place of just knowing I was going to be a writer. I started to lose that sense of possibility, and these beliefs and stories started to get picked up that, oh, well, no, maybe actually someone like me can't do that. Like, only special people are writers. And I very much took on the message that I needed to kind of get a proper job, which took me into finance, working in finance for many, many years, which is a whole other story. But my point here is that calling was there for a very, very long time, right from my youngest years. And if you're listening to this, it's pretty likely that that was the case for you as well. So maybe that calling goes way back to a time when there were less barriers to doing and being what you wanted to be and do. Maybe the calling is more recent. Maybe it's resurfaced. And again, this was the case for me. You know, I completely buried that calling to be a writer, to be an author. The whole time I was kind of doing my degree and throughout my career in finance, it never entered my mind. I still loved books. I would read a lot, but didn't really think about being a writer myself. Or maybe I thought I'd do it, I don't know, when I retired or something. When I started my own business, when I retrained and became a coach and hypnotherapist, I started blogging pretty much immediately. And, you know, that idea of writing a book after a couple of years of my own business, it did start to bubble up again. You know, that calling was still there, but I very much kind of batted it away. It was like, oh yeah, well, maybe I'll do that one day. Maybe, you know, maybe somehow I'll get offered a book deal at some point way down the line. You know, I didn't have that sense of actually I can make this happen for myself. It's like somebody else would have to kind of say it was okay for me to do this. And the reason I'm sharing my personal experience here is because, you know, maybe it resonates with you. It's so helpful often to hear from others who have experienced similar situations. So that calling, isn't it interesting how it can be there for the longest time? I think when we're very young, we have this sense of knowing about what we're here to do. But we make it wrong in some way. And even when it continues to bubble up throughout our life, we can continue to just bat it away. It's like the universe is throwing us a ball and it's like we are batting it out onto the boundary. So I've been watching a bit of cricket lately, so using that metaphor. But then very often it's like something happens. So that calling has been there. We've kind of been ignoring it, saying, oh, it's not for now. But then we reach a point when it becomes louder in some way. And sometimes that can happen, like you receive some kind of guidance to write a book. So this might happen in some kind of reading, like maybe you have like an astrology reading or like your Akashic records or, or a tarot reading, and you receive the message or the guidance that you're here to be a writer, that you're meant to write a book. I hear this over and over again from the women that I work with. Very often when we're having those initial conversations, they're like, oh, yeah, I had this reading or I had this session and it came through really strongly that I'm meant to write a book. That's what I'm here to do. And again, this was the case for me when I was in, what do I want to say? Well, it was about 6 years ago and I'd been running my business for around 5-6 years then. And I'd reached a place where, everything was feeling sticky. Business has slowed down. I'd lost a bit of enthusiasm. I wasn't sure what I was meant to be doing. And I went for an angel card reading with my dear friend Isabel Gatherer, who has been on the podcast before, if you want to check out that episode. And I'd never had an angel reading before. But when we sat down and Isabel connected with the angels, the very first thing that came through was, have you written your book yet? You need to write your book. And as soon as those words came, like something landed and it was like, okay, I get it. I've been kind of putting this off and thinking that I couldn't do it for the longest time. And actually, this is what I need to do next. And I did. That kind of cleared the way for me to respond to the call, to say yes to the call. And I guess this is what this episode is about. It's like we can be in this place of experiencing the call to write a book for the longest time. But what is it that's actually going to allow, enable, activate you to respond to the call and say yes? So for me, it was hearing that guidance. And it's so interesting, isn't it, that, sometimes we have to hear it from somebody else. And, maybe it's coming in some other way for you. Maybe the people around you are like, oh, it'd be amazing if you write a book. You really need to write a book and share your story. Again, this is something I hear a lot from the writers that I work with. They've been having a lot of people telling them, and maybe this has been going on for years, oh, you should write a book. And it is interesting how sometimes we need that external affirmation. Like I needed to hear it. I needed to receive that guidance from the angels through Isabel. Often we need to hear it. We need that affirmation from other people. But still, you need to say yes to it. And what I want to say today is if you have been feeling the call, if that sense of knowing is there, even if you don't quite trust it right now, even if you've been questioning it, it is no accident. It's no accident if you're feeling the call to write a book, because not everybody feels it. I know it can, it can feel that way. It can feel like everybody wants to write a book. Some people don't, believe it or not. I don't connect with many people who don't want to write a book, because if they're attracted to me and my work, then obviously there's that interest in writing. But not everybody feels this call. And if you are feeling it, like I said, it's no accident. There's this saying You know, if it comes through you, it's for you. So if you have that desire, that calling, that knowing, like in your bones that you're here to write a book, excuse me, even if you can think of lots of reasons why you shouldn't do it or you can't do it, it is no accident. And kind of the final thing I want to touch on here is, you know, sometimes when we're receiving this guidance, when it's coming through, maybe it's coming through in meditation or when you're out for a walk, you know, when you're journaling, it's like, oh, I'd love to write a book. You're really feeling it. But there can be this idea or this question of like, oh, but what if I'm just making this up? You know, what if I'm just kidding myself? So when I used to have my hypnotherapy practice and I would be taking people through visualization, you know, to connect with different insights and awarenesses, very often they would have this hugely powerful experience where they would see something or hear something or receive some kind of guidance, some kind of insight. You know, they'd be in this trance state. And then when they came out of it and we were reflecting and exploring what had happened, they would say, oh, but what if I was just making it up? You know, what if it was, you know, what if it wasn't kind of coming from deep within or, you know, some kind of external guidance? What if I was just making it up and kidding myself? But the thing is, it's always coming from somewhere. And let's say, even if you are making it up, even if you are making up the idea that you're here to write a book, isn't it interesting that it's that specific idea that you're making up? Like, it's the idea of writing a book that you are choosing to kid yourself about. Like, it all is coming from either your subconscious or the collective consciousness. It's coming from somewhere, even if you tell yourself you're making it up. So that calling is there. And maybe it's the calling to write a book, or if you're already writing, it's a calling to go even deeper into the process. You know, to be more you, to express yourself more fully in the words that you are putting onto the page. So today, I just invite you to really be in that place of feeling the call. You know, whether it's the call to start or whether it's the call to go deeper. And just notice how that feels in your body, how it feels energetically, what emotions come up when you really allow yourself to feel that calling, what thoughts bubble up, and just to be with it for now. You don't need to do anything, not yet. Just noticing what's present. And I'm going to leave you with a question. You know, we're talking about this calling, and the journal prompt I want to give you today is, what am I feeling called to express through my writing right now? What am I feeling called to express in the world right now? And I invite you to explore that on the page. Even if you've worked with that question before, come back to it now, because it shifts and changes. You know, what comes through for you today in this moment will be different from what came through for you last week, last month, last year. Everything is moving so quickly now. We're in this time of acceleration, like a quickening. And your writing can be a really great way to anchor you into what you are here to do right now at this time. So really allowing yourself to be with that sense of calling and just knowing that it's no accident that you're feeling this. Like, you wouldn't be listening to this, the Unbound Writers Club, if you weren't in that place of feeling the call to write a book or to go more deeply into your process. So this is kind of the stage that comes before the stages of writing a book. It's like stage zero of the journey, the unbound writing journey, the book writing journey. And very soon I'm hosting a free workshop where I will take you through the next six stages of writing a book, or certainly the unbound, approach to writing a book. Okay, so there's the four that I talked about in my book, Unbound Writing. We've spoken about them before on the podcast. And then there are two other stages that I want to take you through. Because when you have that kind of map of the whole journey, it makes it so much easier to say yes, you know, to respond to the call and move ahead and get into momentum. So I would love to invite you to come and join me in that free workshop. We will put the link in the show notes here. It's nicolahumber.com/unbound-writing-journey. Okay, you can sign up there to get all the details. And if you're listening to this after it's happened live, you'll be able to access the recording. Okay, so thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate you. I hope that you get to join me on the workshop. And here's to really allowing yourself to feel that calling. Here's to writing the book that you are really here to write at this time. I will be with you again soon for another episode of the Unbound Writers Club. Happy writing.